Yeah, well, it's, as most people say, it's a results business. It doesn't matter if it's an OG or whatever. It's a results business, and it's 3 points on the board. You'll probably, the likes of the neutrals at the game, maybe the Hearts fans might be a bit biased and say we deserved the one. Derry fans might have thought they might have deserved it, but the neutrals, to be fair, I would say would probably, Derry probably aced it in the terms of possession and the likes of creating chances and things. We might have had 3 or 4 chances, the likes of set pieces and throw-ins and things like that there. But when we got the chances, we took them, and thankfully we got the win in the end up.
You showed a wee bit of character yourself, Tony, because you weren't included in the starting 11, but when you came on, you certainly made an impact.
Oh, well, that's the thing. You look at the likes of the boys that didn't even make the squads, the likes of your Ray McConnell and BJ, Matty Cross and Tommy, Gareth Doherty, and...
Yeah. Plenty of boys not included there.
Like, the thing about it is, it's a squad game. Like, next week there could be 6 boys in and 6 boys out of the squad, never mind the team. And it's one of them things where I'm happy enough, as I said, if you play 5 minutes, it's great. If you play 90, it's even better. It's one of them things where you're picking up your fitness as well at the start of the season. And through pre-season, it was a bit stop-start with games being postponed and things. And the likes of training on AstroTurf, it wasn't basically the ideal preparation for a pitch that was as heavy as this.
Yeah, because that's certainly a lot different to AstroTurf, Tony.
Oh, it is. It is, surely. Because AstroTurf, you're nearly better off wearing a pair of runners on it, or trainers. Whereas out there, it's studs and nothing else. If you're in Maldives, you'd be falling about the place. But then again, you have to play the pitch as well. There's no point in going... and playing the ball, pretty football on the ground and everything out there. It's all about a battle more than anything. And a lot of teams will come here and they'll get a shock when they see the facilities here. Like, it's not the best pitch in the country or anything. But the one thing will happen here is if the crowds keep coming, it'll keep a bit of an atmosphere here. And the other thing is every man from 1 to maybe 24, the likes of the staff and everything will give it their all, and that'll not change throughout the season.
Yeah, and I think the feeling is after this game tonight, Tony, the Hearts defended very well tonight. Derry had bags of possession, especially in the second half, but until that late goal from Rory Patterson, Hearts looked to be okay.
Well, to be fair, it's one thing we worked on, probably Ollie probably built it whenever he came in 2 years ago. They're probably one of the best defences in the league, despite it was the same last year. We didn't really score too many goals. We were sort of nicking 1-0, 2-0 wins. And the main thing is getting results. The other thing about it is we could easily went and get beat there 2-0 easily, because we didn't create too many chances. We scored the first goal, great header, great ball in from Adam and a great header from Dave. And fair play to Ryan whenever he got his chances. I would say it was hard enough for him because he was with Derry, along with myself and Raymond Foy and even the likes of Kieran Gallagher and Sean Houston. It was strange playing against them because you played with some of the boys that were there. And fair play to him, whenever he got his chance, he took it.
Yeah. I know your mum was there tonight. I was chatting there at half-time. Tony, what was it like in there against your big brother in the middle of the park?
Oh, it was strange enough. Like, from probably the age of 2, we're out in the back garden. Dad had cones and everything set up for us out in the back garden. And it probably helped a bit. But it was strange seeing him. I think it was once or twice before I actually played against him. And... thankfully, he finished the match this time, because the last time we played it was strange enough. But we might actually talk within the next couple of days. So I would say we'll go home tonight and maybe talk about the game. I would say it'll not be overly too much. Tomorrow it'll be business as usual, get the recovery sessions done and basically think about next week then for both of us.